I'm tired as fuck. I'm on my way to the ice house over there in Pasadena. I did a mic last night. I went to Westside Tuesday night mic. Does this mic sound blown out? Something's wrong. I noticed it last time when I did the podcast with the three fellas. I wonder if this mic is blown out. It sounds very black. Doesn't it sound like I'm screaming? It sounds like it's overmodulating, right? Am I crazy? What the fuck? All right. Well, bear with me through this episode. Maybe I'll have to get a different mic. God damn it. Is this mic going? I don't know. This thing's been through a fucking hell. I've used this thing so much. The Tuesday night mic over there at Westside is fucking mobbed. I mean, at the drawing at 10 o'clock, there's got to be 60, 70 people there. And they only draw 25 names? And I got mine pulled. But as probably, if I've done that Tuesday night mic at 10 and got my name pulled 30 times, 25 of them I didn't get up until after 11 o'clock. Like, it's just fucking ridiculous. I have, like, such shit luck. I went up second last night. This mic sounds like shit.
Hello? Hello?
Why is it so overmodulating? What the hell? I'm trying to turn it down a little bit. Hello? Weird. I get up fucking second last, and there was like six people left, 12:30 in the fucking morning. I was so goddamn, I knew it was going to happen. So I drank a coffee at like 8:30. So then I get out of there and I'm wired. I fucking drive home last night. It's starting to drizzle. It's been fucking, this weather fucking sucks. This is the worst year of weather I've ever seen in 12 years. And now we're getting into this June gloom bullshit. It has just been overcast and cloudy and not summertimey at fucking all. It's basically like it's still April out, March out. Fuck it. Luke, stop fucking complaining. People got enough problems. I don't want to listen to you bitch about the fucking weather. Some people on the East Coast and it's still freezing out. All right. You're right. But I fucking fly home. I mean, I wanted to see how fast I can get home. And I did like 95 to 100 about the whole way there. And I got home in about 12 minutes. It was fucking fantastic, all right? It's fucking fantastic. I was in my car, and I dropped, and I did 95 fucking miles an hour, and I drove home, and made home in 12 minutes. Thank you, Quentin Tarantino. So that was great. And then I get home, and I'm like, now I'm home, and I can't sleep. So I didn't go to bed until like 2 o'clock. And I'm telling you, I'm fucked up. I shouldn't even be doing a mic right now, because my brain, I had to take a nap and recharge, nothing. Like, I'm going about 4 hours of fucking sleep. And I was running around like a jerk at work all day. And I don't know if I'm going to have my screw. Well, it's 3 or 4 minutes. Suck it up, pussy. Shut the fuck up. But yeah. You know, what is, Wonder Woman comes out this week. She was a character Marvel fans. She was a really shitty character. Like most of DC's characters, very unimaginative and boring. Most of their powers come from magic and finding magic artifacts. And when they put them on, they get an extra power and turn into some kind of mythical being with powers and shit that shoots out of swords and a magic lasso, which is the dumbest, most boring weapon I could ever think of, Marvel fans. Who gives a shit about a shitty rope that she whips the villains with? I mean, Thor had a hammer, and he'd take the hammer and smash your fucking skull in if he wanted. But Wonder Woman, she'll give you a couple of lashes to get away from her invisible jet. Wonder Woman, I mean, she's called Wonder Woman. What is this, 1922? Wonder Woman and her invisible jet and her lasso. People are going, I mean, I'm not even going to ask why. I know why. But the 2017-ness of Wonder Woman is like, people are gushing over this fucking movie like there has never been a female lead in a motion picture in fucking moving picture history. They're just like, this one, like, it's all clickbait bullshit, but the article is, why so many women are crying in the theater at Wonder Woman? I'm like, oh my God. There's been fucking dozens of female leads, even in action movies. What the fuck? Why is everyone carrying on about this? And, guys, get ready. It was made by a woman director. A woman director made a fucking, God, this mic is blowing out like fucking crazy. What is going on? Hang on, I'm gonna cut and factory reset, because this sounds like shit. Hang on. Hello? Hi. Huh. Is it any better? Hello. Hey now. Hi. Hey ho. Okay, maybe. Is it better? I think it's better. Anyways.
I hope it's better. If it's not, sorry. I'm about to get a new microphone. Yeah, a woman director, and they're just people are just fucking creaming their jeans. I love that saying. I'm like, what's the fucking big deal? All right, great. They're still carrying on about that fucking Get Out movie because a black guy directed it. Like, all right. The fuck is a big deal? Great. The fuck is anytime it's not whatever. I don't want to go into my white people are the fucking are Satan in 2017 rant, but it's anytime there's not a white person involved, it's a celebration for six fucking months on end. It's like, shut up. Shut your ass. How about that last episode, huh? All right, a little bit different, a little bit on the NPR tip, not my usual fucking thing, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it was a nice change of pace there. And afterwards, that went way longer than I thought it was going to. After around, like, the hour and 90-minute mark, I'm like, okay, we got to wrap this up. I love that dude, though. Chris Dunham, if you ever get a chance to see that guy do stand-up, he is a... He's a good joke writer. I mean, so is Eric. Eric's a great goddamn host. Eric Rocha hosts the Fourth Wall mic every Tuesday at 8 o'clock on a Tuesday. So if you listen to this and you give a shit about those kind of things, go to the Fourth Wall, or the Fourth Wall in Sherman Way. The Fourth Wall over there in North Hollywood. Now it's too quiet. Now I can't hear shit. Am I crazy? Hello. This fucking episode's a mess. Yeah, Eric's great. I love those two guys. So, yeah, after that, we... Now, I did that podcast. It was Sunday. And I felt myself sliding into just the Sundays because we had Monday off. And I'm just like, oh, man, I was up at like 8:30. I slept like I've just been sleeping like shit in general. I think I'm drinking coffee too late into the evening. But I slept like shit Saturday night. And I slept like shit. I was up at like 8:30. And I spent the entire morning putting off washing my car, writing jokes, and doing just like 10 minutes worth of crunches of abs. And I had 3 cups of coffee and 1 nap. I didn't start doing all my stuff until around 2:30. I finally got up and dragged my ass out. I just didn't feel... lately on weekends, I've just been fucking crashing, you know? But I finally get myself out and I get the stuff. I drank so much coffee, I made myself tired and I had to take a nap. So I start doing shit. Then I get home and I get everything done and I'm like, fuck, I don't want to do nothing else now. I'm like, get the fuck up. And then so I hit those guys up. I'm like, let's go do a fucking podcast. So they did, thank God. It was great. It got me out of the house. And then I knew that around the time we were done, it would be close to the Lyric Hyperion mic on Sundays at like 10. And it takes a good half hour, 40 minutes to get over there. So I knew once I was out and with those guys that I would do that mic. So I talk... Eden the Roach doesn't really like... He's got a specific mic. So he doesn't like to venture out all that much. I'm like, come on, man. He doesn't have a car. But I'm like, come on. We got to start fucking going out and doing these other mics. Come with me, motherfucker. So we go. And usually the Lyric Hyperion is in... It's in like a performing arts... It's in like a theater where you have like plays and shit. And almost like a theater in the round with like bleacher seats that go around. I don't know. I find it to be a very intimidating room. I've gotten much better at it. It used to have that's another place that just never seemed to do good. And I used to bomb in there. I would be so nervous. It was like my first fucking year, doing a year and a half. And I still was really stage frighty, like worse than I am now. And like, they had this little like riser stage. They made this little like wooden stage, like by hand. It lifted you up like 8 inches off the ground. It was like a big like platform that you stood on. And like, the wood, it was poorly constructed, and the wood would just creak under your fucking feet so loud. So if you were bombing, all you heard was this squeaking of this wood. It was fucking horrible. It was the loneliest sound. What's that stupid story Steven Seagal tells in Out for Justice? Great, you just blocked the intersection, you fucking idiot. You had to fucking go, didn't you? Go around. There you go, you dumb fuck. Go around him, you fucking cunt. Fucking stupid whore. She had to go on the yellow, right? Oh, I'll fuck the whole intersection up, but... Oh, yellow light turning red, have to go. Yeah, don't wait for the next light. Fucking jackass, sorry. And I'm all wound up. I am light on sleep and heavy on coffee. So you're going to get an earful of shit now, you son of a bitches. If you're still listening. If you are, thank you. So we go... Oh, yeah, that place. Fuck it. I sound like Jeff Goldblum right now. Dinosaur. So they got rid of that stage, so it's easier to do a show there. It's just like a spotlight hitting you. I don't know. It's really dark. You can't see anybody. Whatever. How long am I going to whine about this place? So we go there, and they're like, well, there's like a rave going on in there or something. There's like black lights and people dancing with like fucking light up beads. We're like, what the fuck is this shit? Let's go in there and grab some fucking coochies. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, I thought I saw a fucking bee on you. I thought you had a bee right on your butthole. I didn't want you to get stung. Ah, what are you hitting me for? Oh, what the fuck is that, mace? That's how my fucking Sunday night goes. You know what I'm saying? And we're like, okay. And the guy's like, well, actually, the mic is down the street. He gave us directions like De Niro gave Karen directions in Goodfellas. He's like, no, it's right over there. No, no. And we walked to the end of the street, and the guy was at the other corner and just went, he did that little thing with his hand and told us to go in. He's like, just walk down a little bit, and you'll see another, like, I think he called it a club. He's like, there's another club over there. Just walk. You can't miss it. So we're walking up and down the street, which wasn't long. It's like a weird little neighborhood over there in Silver Lake. And we're like, I don't see anything. And then, like, this door opens, and we see into this house, like, two doors down, and all these people in a living room. And we're like, oh, and the fucking show got moved into, like, a house two doors down. So it's, like, right in this guy's living room with, like, chairs and shit. I don't know. And couches. I was like, oh, it's one of these. All right. Which are always weird, but we're like, this is not what I was expecting. So it was actually kind of packed. There's not a ton of mics on Sunday. So this one was kind of packed. And we got in there, and I don't know. There was like a weird, fun college kid kind of vibe in the fucking place. We're like, all right, let's do it. So we actually both I went up again, drawn almost dead last. Last five names. God, I have great luck every fucking goddamn time. Who is fucking last? The old Lukester gets his shit under the fucking ha-ha stick. But I went, Eric did fucking great. Some of the people were really eating shit. It was uncomfortable because it was a small room. It was very intimate. Oh, there's a dude like sitting in the closet playing drums. There's like a living room, a little like coat closet. And there's a drum set like that barely fits. In the guy's like half in, half out with no shirt on. This is Sunday night, so everyone's got Monday off, so everyone's fucking partying. Like, you can bring your own beers and shit. It was kind of a cool little thing. But it's just fucking weird. I was just playing with this dumb hat on, just, like, sitting back there playing the drums. Like, what the fuck? What am I, in a Paul Thomas Anderson movie? Cosmo. Chinese. But he did all right. And then I did all right. And you know what's weird? I have this really stupid bit that I just like doing. It does okay just because I oversell it. It's really not funny. But the bit is how I got an order of French fries at Burger King. And there was one onion ring in it. And how great is it when they do that? When you get one random immigrant onion ring in your fucking thing of fries. It just fucking brightens my day. And I'm going into it, and there's maybe 10 people left by the time I get up. And I go, guys. Or I was like, I went to Burger King the other day, fam. And that got this, like, huge laugh. And I had to wait for everyone to settle down. Burger King and then fam, they laughed at. And I was like, what? People laugh at the weirdest shit. And the whole night was going, like people were telling, people would be in a bit. And they'd be like, yeah, man, I kicked my shoe off. You know, I just kicked it off. And they would get like a huge laugh. It's at the punchline, it's not anything. I'm like, what the hell? Is everybody on fucking drugs? I don't know. That got a weird, huge laugh. And I had to wait for the laughter to settle down. Just from saying Burger King and then fam. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? But that was pretty much, these are all non-stories. This is a bit of a filler episode. Because I just did one the other day. I mean, I'm pouring out so much content. What do you want? It's turning into a quantity over quality, isn't it? It's real Adam Carolla quality to it. No, sorry. A little shot at the old ace, man. Thanks for not hiring me, you fucking asshole. I've been doing stand-up a lot more, so this one's going to be a little fucking stand-up-y heavy. So there's a new trend gripping Los Angeles like a goddamn, like King Kong. You know, like we're all in his fucking hand. And the trend is, suddenly, everyone is shooting a special. I'm talking people that are 2 and 3 years in, are shooting their own this is the new thing now. Bands have demo tapes. Now comics have, quote unquote, specials. How can you shoot a special? You haven't even been a fucking comic for as long as, you haven't been a comic for one presidential term. Are you fucking kidding? Like, most people, at least 5 fucking years in, I have heard, like, 4 or 5 people I know are not even 5 years doing stand-up, are plugging, shooting, and talking about how they're about to shoot their first special. I'm like, what in the... And then this is the thing. Look, who cares? If they're shooting it themselves and they're putting it together and they're making the effort, why are you hating on them putting out their own special? You produce your own fucking stupid videos. Why can't people produce their own specials? Because it's going to water everything. Now it's not going to mean a special's not going to be special anymore. If everyone's got a special, there's nothing special about them. It's just a you. You know? Does everyone need a fucking special? It's going to be so watered down that fucking, it's just not even going to matter anymore. Like, doing a special, you're going to be having your own fucking podcast. Loosen this tie. What is this shit? Special. Get the fuck out of here. What's special? Take you out back, suck your dick while you tell shitty jokes. I went to, I got booked on, I wrote this fucking bit about a ladybug. Yeah, it's about as bad as it sounds. It was full of punchlines, but it was just, didn't, I don't know, it didn't get anything, even though I liked telling it. And I went up at Flappers at like 5 o'clock. I showed up again, and I didn't know it was the auditions, but it was on Wednesday. I thought it was a mic, hey, dude, at 5, but it was actually the auditions. And I was like, oh, it's this again. And I went up, and I thought I bombed. It was pretty quiet. I was having fun telling it, so I was like energetic and shit. I wasn't like, sorry, guys. Oh, fuck, this is the wrong exit. Fuck me in the asshole. Fuck, let me over, buddy. I did it. Well, I hope no cops saw that. I thought I did shitty, but lo and behold, a couple hours later, I got an email like, you are booked Saturday, June 12th or something. I was like, woo! And it's actually a real show. It's a Friday night at 7, back in that Yoo-Hoo room, which I'm not a big fan of. But, Yoo-Hoo! But, I got booked nonetheless. I'm on a real show with special celebrity dropping. They didn't say who it was yet, which means they don't have anybody. Whoever's around that weekend, maybe they'll try to squeeze it in there. Or there won't be any. Or, you know, there won't be anybody. They just put it on there as kind of like a carrot on a stick to get you to go. Because then you say, you know, who's going to drop in? Could be anybody. It could even be me, Kirk Fox. You know, maybe I'm in a neighborhood. I don't live in Burbank. I'm more of a West Hollywood kind of guy. But, you know, maybe I'll be driving by and say, hey, there's a comedy club. I'm a comedian. People like to hear jokes. I got jokes. Maybe I'll wander in there. And then Luke can say, you know, that he opened for me. You know, I don't know. Maybe something like that. But it's like, here's the thing. I think it's the tickets are $15 for a bunch of like for me and a bunch of like I should pay you $15 to have to sit through my fucking set, for me and a bunch of no names, I wouldn't burden anyone with that, you know, that amount of ticket price. I wouldn't pay that to see fucking Louis. So if you don't want to come, it's totally cool. I didn't even Luke, you didn't even tell us the date. It's like the second Saturday in June. Or second Friday. I'll tell you next. I'll tell you when it gets closer. Not that no one gives a shit. No one's going to go. So fuck me in the ass, right? Oh, so anyone, everyone's shooting a special. And fuck you and your special. You fucking noobs. Special. Kiss my butt. You know, and one more thing. I am starting to notice hither and thither on various, the LA comedy scene on Facebook and a few others, Instagram, that my pictures are starting to get around, and people are starting to use them for their flyers and promotional material. It's a labor of love, folks. Yeah, I've seen my pictures. I've been taking just random shit at shows, and I put them up on a Facebook page. Oh yeah, the Facebook page is called Los Angeles Comedy Infantry Corps, CORPS. Luke, what the fuck do you call it that for? Because people don't like to be called an open micer. But that's what we are. We are the fucking comedy infantry of this city. We're the fucking, you know, we're the troops on the ground. We're the guys they send in first. We got to do all the grunt work and peel the potatoes and go into the fucking jungle. You guys go out and find mines. We got to go out and find mines and shit. Engineers. Let me see your war face. You know, this is us. You know, it's just, yeah, it's a euphemism. But I put them all on there. Anybody can just go get them, you know. So people have, and that's cool. At least I'm getting, you know, at least they're going somewhere. People are using them. I like that. I like taking pictures, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if anybody is on Snapchat. I hate Snapchat. Luke, then what are you doing on it? Because there was some chick on Tinder that I liked so much. Her only other contact info was her Snapchat. So I added, I downloaded the Yep again, just to fucking try and say hi to this chick. And then, I still had an existing account, so I had to find my password. But I was following, I don't even know who half the people are. I was following like 10 people on it, a couple like fucking porn stars and hot chicks. And like, if the self-obsession of the millennials in this generation, I don't know how it could be more evident that Snapchat is just endless videos people take of themselves. I mean, there's one every, you know, if you got it bad, as Usher says, there's one every 5 fucking minutes. I mean, for your entire day is spent shooting videos of yourself looking hot and doing hot things and rolling around, almost showing us your tits. Oh, I almost saw my tits there under my covers. Saturday morning. He's got the stupid little graphics on his screen, like butterflies flying around and shit today. I don't want to get out of bed. Lazy Saturday. Lazy Saturday. And he pulled the thing down. Almost so you see a nipple. Wow. Because I can't just go on fucking Google right now and just fucking put in tits and get fucking 19 pages of luscious, jiggly tits from all over the fucking planet throughout history. I really didn't need to tease me with your tits, do you? Go fuck yourself. They just upload videos of themselves. It'll just be like the cameras, they'll have a fucking a dessert from a restaurant. And the camera will zoom in and out, in and out, in and out. It'll be like, yum, with a bunch of little cupcakes. I'm like, oh my God, who do you think cares? Number one, if you're a hot chick, you know, yeah, we want to see your fucking ass hit the pussy. I don't want to see your fucking food. At the very least, you know, you got me. I'll confess. I you know, I want to see your privates and see your nakedry. But no one wants to see your food. You think you're interesting one fucking iota beyond your body and things and ways we want to violate you. You aren't. Don't show us a shot of a fucking a Cormac McCarthy book that you're pretending is yours and really isn't. It's your fucking roommate that you left out. Like, I'm reading. No, you're not. Show us your tits. I don't want to see a book. I want to see you getting fucked. But I'm just going through and it's just endless fucking videos. I'm like, how don't you feel like an asshole? Like, how are you so publicly obsessed with yourself. It's just endless videos of you just making duck lips and shit. Like, how aren't you embarrassed? Like what? Like what? Fucking what? What do you call it? What's this sin? Oh shit! What's the one? One of the ones that Kevin Spacey would kill you for? When you're fucking, I forget. But it's fucking so. It's just, I was on it for like 6 hours. I'm like, I can't take. Once the chick didn't write me back, I just deleted it. I'm like, I can't take. I could barely handle like Instagram. I mean, even Instagram. At least there's still photos and there's something sort of classical about. You know, they're just endless pictures of you in a bathing suit preening. And doing whatever the fuck, and she's in a bathing suit, all right? Doing whatever the fuck. For Tony Sopranos, but I mean, at least there's something old timey about it because it's a still frame, and maybe you got some cool lighting. But this is video shit, and then of course Instagram has to fucking add. They have to because Snapchat's so popular. I mean, they got to do what they got to do to keep up. In fact, Snapchat probably owns. I'm sure they own fucking Instagram, right? I don't know. I don't follow fucking like corporate fucking mergers and shit like that. But they probably own it. I don't know. But it's just like, fuck off. Anything better to fucking do? And that is why we are in the situation that we're in right now. That's why we have things like Berkeley and the women's marches. And the, you know, this is the timeout generation. This is the fucking parents. I don't hit my kids. I say timeout. And they go sit in corner. And then after they learn a lesson, they come. No, hit your fucking kids. Drink and hit your kids. Do it. Instill some discipline, for fuck's sakes. Because now we got this. We got a whole generation of fucking people. Luke, you sound like everybody's dad. I am. I'm that age. I'm almost fucking 40 now. I can officially do this shit. I'm 38. I know. I look way younger, don't I? You never fucking believe when you saw me. But I'm actually. Everyone running around because they were told everything they did was awesome all their life. So everything they think must be right. You're right. Oh, so like I talked about a few episodes ago. So all these fucking jerks that are around my age, they have little kid, they have like daughters and shit. And they took pictures of them at their local women's marches across the United States. So proud of my brave little girl. And their little fucking 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old fucking daughters are there with little picket signs like dump Trump, like written in crayon. Like, your kid doesn't even. Everything your kid does is awesome, right? All their life. This is what you tell them. They should. Everything they do should be supported, and they're right. And everyone should listen to them. And if they don't, well, you know, throw a brick to a fucking Starbucks. Let's turn a fucking cop car over. Let's put a fucking bandana over our face and smash someone in the head with a bike lock. That fucking piece of shit, Antifa fucking douchebag cunt. I am so glad that fucker. Felony fucking assault. I hope they fucking lock him up for 10 years. That fucking pussy pops out of the fucking, people talk about, they pop out of the fucking crowd and hit him with a bike lock, cracking people's heads. What a fucking piece of fuck. God damn, fuck the anti-fascist fascists. How is the irony not fucking lost on them with their name? Are they fucking serious? It was like when Marvel fans, it was like back in the 70s, late 70s, there was evil X-Men enemies called the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. And it was headed by Magneto. And it also had Toad and the Blob and Mystique. And Pyro, they were the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. And I created the team in the 60s. And as time went on and people became more self-aware and wanted less three-dimensional characters with extra powers in my books, we had to come up with a reason why we were called the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. And one comic book from the early 80s issue, they try to recruit Nightcrawler, and Toad says, come join the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. Boy, this has gone on a long time. And Nightcrawler says, well, why would I join a group with the evil in the title? I'm a good guy. And Toad says, it's sarcastic, because no matter what we do, the public thinks that we're still evil. Excelsior! Yes, that's true. Toad tried to recruit Nightcrawler. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Stan. God, my fucking lungs hurt from doing that. And Nightcrawler's like, why would I join? Because he was German. Why would I join a group called Brotherhood of Evil Mutants? And Toad was like, hey, man, that's what everyone thinks of us anyway. We're not evil. The name's sarcastic. You should join us. Let's go fucking rob a bank. You know, Magneto's got, he can make metal fly around and shit. He fucks my sister. Oh, no, that was Quick. Oh, yeah, later on, and then Quicksilver joined. And then Quicksilver was the kid. Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch are Magneto's kids. He got around. He went and stuck his prick and a bunch of fucking broads all over the place. But goddamn, how did I get down that fucking road? What the hell was I talking about? Oh yeah, the me generation. These fucking assholes. That's why Snapchat is just so indicative of just how this culture of fucking self-obsession. Everybody wants to be a star in their own little fucking world. I guess I see the addiction. If you're just you're a hot chick and you don't have, you just get addicted to that fucking attention. Just like I was addicted to that sugar. Like I can really feel my sugar urges are fucking going away. I mean, I used to just crave, because all I did was put sugar in my fucking body. And I used to just crave, all day I want fucking candy, I want fucking snacks, I want junk, and I want soda, and I want all this fucking shit. And then once I wean myself off of it, there's so much lower. Now I just kind of want, like, I get snacky, I want like a fruit, or I want something that my body's like, holy shit, this is so much better. I don't want to go back to that. Let's get stuff that won't make us feel like shit. Let's go get a fucking thing of little pineapples and shit like that. I go to Ralph's and get a little fucking plastic container full of fucking pineapples and mixed fruit and all kinds of shit like that. They got that fucking kind of stuff. I don't have to go to a fucking gas station anymore. I go to fucking Ralph's. That's my fucking snack central place. By the way, folks, if you're watching the old sugar like the Lukester, you better keep both eyes on a place called Jamba Juice. Jamba Juice. Now, Jamba Juice, it's called, you know, it's got fruits, it's got vibrant colors there in the fucking, in the restaurant scheme, and the sign, and the advertising. You walk in, they're like, fruit, and positive colors, and you're like, this place seems so healthy. You walk in, you get a whiff of that, like, because they use fresh fruit. What they don't tell you is they use 9 fucking pounds of sugar in their drinks. I got a fucking, now, I didn't know this. Now, I figured, oh, they must just be, maybe there's a little sugar in there, but it's mostly off real fruit juices and shit. Healthy, I got, wrong. I got a strawberry Surf Rider drink, medium size. And I take it, because I was snacky, and I was like, I don't want to get something shitty. I'll go get Jamba Juice, because it's healthy, right? This is what my foolish brain thought. And I took a couple sips, and just for shits. Oh, no, while they're about to make it. And they put the straw in, and they ripped the little fucking straw in half, so just the little caps on there, like Ebenezer Scrooge's hat, so that no germs get on the straw there. And they're like, here's your drink, sir. And as they were making it, it took them a few minutes, I looked up the nutritional information on Google, because they don't have it posted anywhere, wisely. And you know how much, do you know how much sugar is in a medium-sized Jamba Juice drink? 98 grams of sugar. Do you know how much sugar you're supposed to have one day? 37 is supposed to be the recommended healthy limit. 98 fucking grams in one drink, that's like 3 days worth of sugar. I was like, holy shit, that's as much as drinking 3 fucking entire cans of Coke. I was like, I took 3 sips, I'm like, great, thanks, internet. I just fucking threw it out the window. It was like $6 fucking, gone. Might as well have lit a cigar with it that I lit later on that night We'll get to that in a little bit. That's what they call a tease in the biz. Yeah, stay away from Jamba Juice. It sucks. But yeah, I mean, you start just like when you're hot and you get attention, and then you need more and more of that attention all the time. Like, I want everyone fucking looking at me. I want every fucking guy just look at my picture and just grab their fucking cockaroni right through their pants and just fucking squeeze it. You know what I mean? Look at it, I want to fuck that girl. I'll give her anything. I'll give her my money. Now, I know you. Look, you really sound pretty sexist. I know. All right. I'm sure guys probably do the same thing. I don't look at fucking hot dudes. Oh, you know what I do all the time? You should check out a Snapchat from all the guys that lift the weights over that 24-hour fitness, and they post pictures of their abs. Well, I don't look at them. I look at girls, all right? Because I'm a fucking boy and I'm a penis. But, yeah, man, it's they just get addicted to that shit, constantly just preening and being hot and people ogling and putting in their comments, which I comment. Luke, you comment yourself. Yeah, follow Colombiana's Cute on Instagram if you want to just ruin your life. Oh, every fucking woman down there in goddamn Brazil and Colombia are fucking so fucking hot you couldn't even wrap your goddamn head around it. But anyways, that's my story. Fuck millennials and Snapchat and everything else. God, this fucking mic sounds like shit. Something is wrong. I need to do a real overhaul of this audio. I have the mic like in my fucking mouth, and that's why I'm screaming, because in my headphones I can't hear. I hope it's not blasting when I listen back. I'm looking at the levels, and they're like 3/4 of the way up high when it has that little bar levels when you talk. Something's wrong here. I think this mic is going, if I had to fucking, where am I going? If I had to guess. Last episode, so that's my rant about that, sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry, because I'm saying probably what's on most people's minds, and maybe I articulate it for you and say, yeah, that son of a gun is right. Something's been bothering me about Snapchat and Instagram and all this other kind of culture of self-obsession. It's annoying, right? I underscored that for you. Remember, here's a funny anecdote. Remember two episodes ago now, when I hooked up with that the old angel? I don't know. Brandon's telling me it's not Fargo. I can't remember what this one's nickname is, but this chick's fucking weird. I put a picture of her on my Flickr, by the way. FLICKR, Flickr, live from the 405 podcast on Flickr. Best way to find it is to go into Google and put in Google search, live from the 405 podcast Flickr, and then you'll see my stuff. But there's a picture of that fucking chick. She doesn't look that bad in the picture. You're probably like, Luke, she doesn't look that bad. But I'm telling you, she's really fucking weird. And she's really dumb. And she won't leave me alone. She fucking Facebook messaged me all day. Be like, hey, babe, shut up. I mean, like, I'm glad she's horny, wants to fucking, has a great body. But it's like, just fuck off. I'm busy. I don't care. The day after, I just recently wrote a bit about this. In fact, I'm getting ready to go do it right now once I get to this goddamn mic. After listen, it's going to get graphic here, so bear with me. You know, like I said, I gave her oral, and she was just fucking gushing everywhere. Just fucking, it was ridiculous, man. It looked like somebody, like an old Western, when the gunfighters passed out drunk in the street, and they're like, wake up, goddammit, and they grab his hair and dunk his face in the fucking, in the trough of the horses drink out of. And the guy's like, he's like, you know, like they just woke him up. That's what it was like in my hair, it was everywhere. It was like somebody fucking blasted me with a goddamn smash of water balloon in my fucking face. So that's how insane the oral got with this woman, because she was a gusher. They call it a gusher. And the next morning, I got up, getting ready for work, and there was 2 glasses in the dishwasher. We both had glasses of water the night before out of a pint glass. Just 2 glasses, nothing else in there. And I went to use the same glass, because I only, you know, I'm like, all right. Oh, guy, will you get the fuck over? Learn how to change lanes, you fucking prick. Jesus Christ, what a pussy. I look and there's only 2 glasses, and I'm like, which one did I drink out of? Which one did she drink out of? And I deliberated for about 20 seconds, and I just grabbed a new glass out of the cupboard because I didn't want to sip out of the same glass. I mean, never mind that I had my face buried in the most, like, biologically hazardous part of this woman's entire fucking body for 25 minutes the night before. I might get cooties if I drank out of the same glass. So I caught myself doing that, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me? So that happened. I don't know. I thought that amusing. Did you? You know, Big Dave, I think I mentioned this a few episodes ago. There's TMZ and video all over the place of the bartender at Jerry's, where I used to work at Pins in the bowling alley there, adjacent to the restaurant. For years and years, we worked with Big Dave. He was our fucking man. He gave us gallons of free alcohol. Just the best. He was like old. I think he was a former drug addict. He's just one of those, just a guy that had seen some shit. He was just an earthy dude, but he was great. And he was a nice guy. And then Shia LaBeouf, I used to see him in there all the time, and he's fucking batshit crazy. And he went fucking nuts and screamed at him and threatened him and called him a racist because he wouldn't give, the guy's white, he wouldn't give Shia LaBeouf a drink. So he called him racist and was going to hit him with a Grey Goose bottle. Anyways, Big Dave is suing Shia, it's all over the place. He's suing Shia LaBeouf for $5 million. And, man, I hope he wins because I love Dave. And that fucking guy, I watched him deal with so many, just, and I did too, even at the bowling alley. I mean, he had a worse because he was at the bar. But I literally worked on the other side of the wall from him, from that bar. They'd go from the bar into the bowling alley and then give me a fucking hard time when I used to work there. But just rich, privileged, fucking prick, rude assholes. Just night after fuck, come on, Dave, you know they're a drunk asshole. But if he could just retire and sail off into the sunset on some fucking Shia LaBeouf cash, God, I would love that. I'd be so happy. I fucking love Dave. So I hope he wins. I don't know if you've seen that story around. I know that guy. I spent a good amount of time at that fucking bar, living out, especially holiday, a couple Christmases and shit, New Year's days, that kind of shit. I love Dave. So Kathy Griffin got in a little bit of trouble. You see this fucking story? This fucking ass. She posed with this really fucking creepy and disturbingly realistic severed Trump head. That's all bloody. And she did this photo shoot where she's holding fucking Trump's. I'm really not a fan of Trump. People listen to this are probably like, oh, he's a right-wing ad telling you that Trump's a... I'm really not. I'm not crazy. I think he's a fucking douche. I don't think he's a good choice for president, but just the left and all this kind of bullshit from these fucking retards, these privileged fucking self-obsessed retards, going back to Snapchat and all this kind of shit, that's just a reflection of these fucking jizz bags, drive me into defending Trump. I don't really want to, but what fucking choice do I got? It's so fucking retarded. Nice try, buddy. I just fucking cut you off. So she got in all kinds of shit, but I'm just like, can you imagine... she got in some shit. Okay, she lost her... it says fired from CNN. No, she wasn't. She didn't work at CNN. They asked her from doing the fucking... I mean, not like a black person saying, I asked you, present or past tense. They asked her, as in gave her the X, from hosting the New Year's show, which I don't think anyone liked her anyways. Did anyone really want her on there? Her and Anderson Cooper? You never know what she's going to say next, guys. Watch out, that Kathy Griffin. She's an unpredictable one. Oh, what a live wire. Well, now she shan't be back this year hosting. Like, big fucking deal. I'm not sure, really. But it's just like, can you imagine if somebody did that to Obama? They'd probably be in jail. If they did that to Obama, they would probably have death threats. All right, I'm sure she probably has some, too, from some fucking right-wing nuts. There's a lot less right-wing nuts than there are left-wing. I'm sorry. Take a look out there. Look, open your fucking eyes. They're 10 times fucking worse than any, Trump supporter punched a guy in a Bernie hat on. Did he? I could get 15 fucking stories a day about the other thing happening. So just shut up. But I'm just like, can you imagine if someone did this Obama? The Secret Service would fucking, they'd put me in a federal lockup. There'd be angry fucking mobs outside their house. Get the fuck out of here. What a jerk. Fucking kid. Go look at that fucking image. I'm on Twitter all day and I follow a bunch of righties. So I read about a lot of this stuff all day. Oh, by the way, this is a random aside. Paul Joseph Watson, who I love, he's got like a couple million Twitter followers, and he's like a right wing British dude. You know, he's like probably around my age, and he puts up these videos that I don't know. He's so like incisive with his fucking with his cultural observations and criticisms of the left and liberals and all this kind of shit. And how stupid they are. So like about once a day, he'll make these like 4-minute long YouTube videos where he's like, he just stands in front of this big world globe. He's like, today Trump supporters went up in Buckley and smashed more windows and caused more fires. And he's just real like, just like that real sarcastic kind of British humor. And like, I don't know, check him out. I love Paul, just watch him. But he had a whole, another fucking De Niro made this fucking college speech. Did you hear about this? De Niro addressed a graduating class at some university and was like, To steal Jim Norton's his fucking breathe through his nose bullshit. He's like, you are graduating into a world that is a sad comedy you know, because of Trump. It's a sad bullshit. What do you call it? Some a jerk off country we live in because Trump. Long story short, all the things I've been saying about De Niro, this guy Paul just watches. I'm telling you, I think he might have. He said it so word for word, and I've said it so many times on my own Twitter and posted in his Twitter feed, where like he puts up a video and he'll get like 120 response. Like you can just scroll through it for like 20 seconds because so many people commented. But so many times because he's criticized De Niro before, and I'd always be like, "Hey, De Niro," and I even had a bit. I even had a joke that did like all right, and I did it a bunch. In like November, December, I'd be like, De Niro, you want to punch somebody in the face? Why don't you punch your fucking agent in the face? Because he hasn't put you in a fucking good movie for 20. He says it almost word for word. He's like, hey, De Niro, if you want to punch someone in the face, why don't you start with your agent who put you in all these shitty movies for the last 20 years, ruining your legacy? I'm like, hey, that's my fucking line. I'm telling you, I think he fucking stole it. But I like him, so I don't care. I hope he did. I mean, look, it's not that much of a bridge to make. I mean, of all the people, probably it's probably the first thing that pops into their head. I know, I'm telling you, the way he said it, and I've just been such a champion of that goddamn, whatever, who the fuck do I think I am? Shut up. You talk about self-obsession, listen to me. Oh, everyone's stealing my material. I'm so fucking funny. Shut up, die. I hope this overpass I'm about to drive under, I hope a fucking Brinks truck smashes over the side, lands on my fucking car and crushes me, so you don't have to listen to me anymore, because I'm a fucking asshole, and I'm an unlikable piece of shit. Speaking of which, I went to, I've been talking about it for a while, Memorial Day. I got an invite to a little actor you might know named Kevin Pollak. Oh, he was in a couple of movies, maybe, I don't know, A Few Good Men, The Usual Suspects, Casino. He's been in everything. And, you know, I work on his show every Sunday, and he's like, oh, you fucking piece of shit. What the fuck are you doing on Memorial Day, you fucking wacky bastard? I was like, no, nothing. He's like, why don't you come over to my motherfucking house? You know, I'm having a barbecue and shit. Why don't you come fucking hang out, have a couple brewskis? Just like that, almost like word for word. It's exactly his intonation and everything. And I was like, all right, I'm not doing nothing. So I went to old KP's house, man. I'm a huge fan of this motherfucker. I love the fucking guy. I always loved him since I was a little kid. I told you, I saw his comedy special when I was like 11, and I loved him. When he was still doing only stand-up. I still remember one of his bits. I quoted my whole life, and I used to always try to do him doing William Shatner. I swear to God, I was a fucking little kid. And now, he's like my buddy. You know, we text each other sometimes. Anyways. So, he has a party at his house. And now, I'm friendly with his... What is she? Are they engaged? His chick, Jamie. I don't know. His girlfriend of a long time. Do they live together? I think they live together. I don't know. I've been to his house once before to get that audio of him. I told you for that Funny or Die sketch that I made, goddamn, coming up on a year ago pretty soon. Shit. But I never got to really walk around in it and check it out and see his yard and everything else. I was excited to see everything. And so I'm friendly with this chick, and my real connect on the show is the guy that kind of got me in. I've been friends with for a while was Jason Mack, who runs the TriCaster and shit. And I just met him from being O&A fans like years ago. And just always stayed in touch with him, talked on Facebook and shit. And now here we are working together on one of my favorite podcasts, Kevin Pollak Tet Show, every week. But so he's like my closest friend and the person I have the most to talk about with. Now, he lives there in a guest house behind Kevin's house. So he's friends with all Kevin's friends. So you already see where this is going. If he's not around for me to talk to, I don't really have anyone to talk to. And you know, Kevin's hosting the party, and it's all mostly him and his friends are all his chick's friends, so they're all making the rounds. And I'm just kind of left there with no one to talk to I'm just like, what am I going to do here? So a bunch of people that work at Westside Comedy Theater, where I do open mics badly. I never do well there. I was just talking about, that's where I was last night. Because they record the show there, he invited a bunch of the staff that he became friends with. So I know some of those. Like, Gorbos was there. And he's like, dude, you lost like 25 pounds, didn't you? And I was like, what? What? He's like, yeah, you look way thin. Like, you look like you really got in shape. And I was like, well, thank you. Thanks for noticing, mister. You know, tell me some more. You see this bulge going to my pants? It's no fucking mystery, buddy. Buttered me up some more. No, it was great. He's like, yeah, dude, I thought you lost like 20. I'm like, I lost like 7. But, you know, whatever. So at least I knew him a little bit. Whatever. So, it was very cliquish. It was groups of people would show up, and they would sit. The way his house is laid out, it's kind of tough to, like, It's kind of like the main area to hang out with is kind of cramped. So there's not a ton of places to like wander and go. And everyone already knew each other. So there was like these groups, and it was really hard. I can't explain it. It was really, you know what it made it a lot easier? Drinking. A goddamn drink would have helped me. I brought a bottle of fucking Glenlivet, and there's some other whiskey. And I'm just like, fuck, it's Memorial Day. It wasn't even that fucking warm out, actually. It was fucking chilly and overcast and shitty because he lives kind of by the beach. And that would have helped a lot. But I just couldn't really infiltrate. And for a large chunk of the 4 or 5 hours I was there, I was just kind of standing by myself, hoping to talk to somebody. At one point, though, I was sitting there. I'd be real quiet, but I don't know what it is with, I don't know if it's just my age or, I mean, you hear me talking on the show, but like if you get me going now, I'm like this and I can't shut the fuck up. So I met this dude. I just started talking to him. He's an older guy, probably like, maybe like 50. Oh, wait, hang on. Shit, it's my boss texting me. Hang on. Oh, cool. All right. Nothing happened. What was this guy's name? Mark. He's a KFI. He turned out to be a KFI radio show host. What's his name? Mark Thompson. Mark Thompson. And he hosts a podcast called The Edge, where he does kind of interviews and political. He's like a professional like talk show host guy. He's even got like radio guy voice. And I don't know. He sat next to me in the thing, and we sat down with on the little area where Pollock was, and he was telling stories. And then Kevin left. And then I started talking to Mark, and I think it was his chick. Was it his girlfriend? I think he showed up with her. I don't know. I don't want to cast assumptions. I think it was his. I thought it was his girlfriend. I don't know. She was cute, so if she was, good for you, Marky. But we just started talking about like old movies and shit, and I just started getting into like war stories, and just we got in this like intense discussion about just like pop culture and shit from like, I don't know. It was awesome. Like I love this. I just hit it off with a dude. To me, it was fucking great. You know. And he's like best friends with Tim Conway Jr., who used to be co-host of Conway and Whitman, one of my favorite. But we both talk about radio and podcasts and podcasters and comics. And he's like, oh, yeah, I've known that guy forever. I'm like, he's one of my best friends and shit. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I loved Conway and Whitman. It was like my favorite. Besides O&A, they were like my favorite radio duo ever. And they were only on for a couple, like 2 years or whatever when they had that that all FM talk station here like 10 years ago. That Corolla was on in the morning. God, it was great. And they had Likas, Corolla, Conway and Whitman. Well, they had what, Bob and Brian, whatever, those fucking two jerks, those fucking cornballs. We're two guys. But, yeah, I don't know. And then I was like, oh, this is great. At least I, like, made a friend. And I was just talking to him and the girls with him. But they left kind of early. They were there for like an hour and a half. I was like, fuck! So he left, and Kenny, who does, I know, the only other guy that worked on the show that was there was Kenny, who I'm like friends with. He's a little Asian fella. What was he, like 30? I don't know. But he runs all the cameras and shit. They call him Dr. Kenny on the show. But he got up and left, and he was like, for a second, everyone left. It was just me and Kenny. He was like, who was that guy? And I was like, I'm like, oh, I just met him, man. He's a radio show host and shit. He's like, oh. He's like, hey, you guys were fucking really going at it. I was like, yeah. I'm telling you, I don't know. You get me around those people, and I just fucking, you get the old Lukester going. Hard to put Beetlejuice back. Now you let Beetlejuice out and didn't put him back. Oh, you two have really screwed up. And you let Odo get hold of the damn handbook. Also, when? Never trust the living. Need a drink of water.
Oh, that's right. Fucking. Well, shut the fuck up. You gonna fucking wet your whistle, do you? I have fucking whiskey and water. You would fucking talk to more people at the fucking party.
I know, you're right. I wish I fucking did. So they left, and then I was just kind of like, everyone's getting drunker. And like all my closest people on the show were busy. And I don't know. After an hour and a half of just kind of awkwardly walking around trying to find people to talk to, I'm like, this is, I don't know. I was just kind of the odd man out at the party. So I left. I unceremoniously left. I'm like, I hope everyone's drunk and doesn't remember that I left. I hate fucking saying goodbye. I don't know. Just especially like that group. I just feel like I'm bothering people. I don't know. What the fuck is my problem? It's a fucking social misfit. But, yeah, so nothing, you know, not that anything crazy was supposed to happen. I wasn't expecting to go there like a party at fucking Burt Reynolds' house in Boogie Nights or something. But, just like yeah. I didn't quite know anybody, so it was uneventful for at least for my from my end of it. But they're so goddamn nice. Fuck, they're so nice. Kevin's the fucking... Pollock is the nicest goddamn guy. He's just a regular dude. He's great. So, I don't know. That was nice to him. It was nice to go over there and shit. And I don't know. Maybe I'll be over at the 4th of July party. And I don't know. Should I drink? It's been... 4th of July will have been almost 1 year. Shy 3 weeks. But should I maybe just drink on holidays and restrict it just to that? You know what I mean? Like a 4th of July... should I just do, what, three or four? What, my birthday, New Year's, Christmas, 4th of July. That's four nights a year. Should I do that? And not get shithouse wasted. You know, two, I don't know. Luke, you're doing pretty good. You're almost a year in. Why don't you just quit drinking? It's bad for you. Yeah, I probably should. Because I just feel like I'm just going to open up a fucking Pandora's box that won't be able to be put back. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Because I want to have a caveat of, I just want a margarita with my motherfucking Mexican food. I don't even want to get tried. Just a nice buzz. Just one margarita. And I can't drink more than two because they're too schmaggoty. They get my throat all fucked up because they're so syrupy. I can't sit there and chug margaritas. So that's a nice natural limit on them because I get sick of them, you know? I should plug in the directions because sometimes this makes me do weird shit. 6:30. I got a fucking hour to make it down there. Oh, the ice house. You are so far away. What should I do? I'll just stay on the 110 here. Yeah, I'll take the way I know is the right way to go. There's a new Hot Water Music song out. They're putting out a new album. One of my favorite bands of all time. And I love them, but god damn, those guys are getting old. And it's like yacht rock at this point. Like, what the fuck happened to you guys? Oh, that new song fucking stinks. It sounds like they're turning like Bad Religion. It just sounds like old guy. Like, we're not punk anymore. Punk, like, you know, we like drums and guitars and rocking, but there's no edge to it at all. There's no like youthful energy. Yeah, I know they're not. I can't keep doing the Luke guy. I did it 50 times this episode, but yeah, I know they're not fucking kids anymore. But god, come on, guys, bring some fucking think of things that got you pissed off. And I don't know. Maybe the rest of the album's good, but. That song fucking stinks. They fucking stink. It's kind of bummed. Remember a few... Okay, I keep dipping back into my right-wing shit. But, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Let me finish Memorial Day. So I left that party. It was cold and overcast, so I went back to the valley, took a nappy because I'm an old man. And then Bruce, the incarnated soul of and face... of Lee Harvey Oswald was like, hey, man, I'm having a fucking little barbecue, me and Corinne, so why don't you come over? And I was like, he didn't talk like that. I don't know where that voice came from, but I was like, all right. So they live in the hood, and they got a little dinky apartment there. And Bruce cooked 78 pounds of food. I don't know if he was cooking for the winter, the coming winter, like fucking Game of Thrones, and needed enough meat to get him through fucking a season. But this guy, he cooked enough food for 17 people. That's all he did for 2.5 hours was keep cooking and then putting things in big, giant, like, tinfoil bins and putting it in his fridge. I'm like, what are you doing? How much food do you need? There's three of us here. Four of us, you fucking asshole. But so I just hung out while he cooked. And a couple of their friends that I didn't know were over there. But we all just kind of hung out on his stoop and talked about shit. And that was it. It was fairly uneventful. I went home at, like, 11 o'clock and jerked off and went to sleep. That was it. That was my Memorial Day. How was yours? Did you have a good Memorial Day? Did you party? Did you have a better time than me? Did you get laid? Did you get some big fucking titties in your face? Ladies, did you get some fucking freshly shaved balls in your face? Did you fucking suck some cock? Huh? Did you get fucked good? Fucked right? So that you couldn't walk proper after? We all need to get fucked. But nothing of the sort happened to mine. I didn't go to the slobs, and I think she cried. I just blew her off. I'm like, I'm not coming over. I'm going home. But yeah. My not-so-Memorial Day, you know what I'm saying? Luke, you sound like a real piece of shit. You're supposed to celebrate people that died in wars defending this great country. All right, yes, I'm sorry. Shout out to the vets. Thank you. They're having statue wars over there. Remember I complained a few episodes back about That bull, the Wall Street bull that's been there since for 50 fucking years, that's supposed to signify the bull market there, nothing else. I guess that bothered feminists because it was a masculine-ish statue of a bull, so they had to put a fearless little girl. Oh God, it's getting to be so fucking bad. I want to fucking punch my steering wheel. These fucking idiots with so much fucking time on their hands and nothing else going on in their life. They have to focus on such fucking minutia and try to make an issue out of every fucking goddamn thing out there. They didn't like there was a bull, I guess. It was too manly. So they put a fearless little girl statue in front of the bull, and the girl's got her hands on her hips, and she's leaning forward. And there's, like, wind blowing, and the girl's hair's blowing, and the dress is blowing. I'm like, what the fuck? And she's got a look on her face like, come on, bull. I'm a girl, and I got moxie. Try and charge me. I can handle myself. Just because I have a vagina doesn't mean that I'm not strong, too. So everyone made it. You guys just Google image search a brave little girl statue and look at the day it was, quote, someone dropped it off there in the middle of the night. And the next morning it was a big to-do and all the press came and there's people taking pictures. There's like, it's surrounded by like 75 photographers taking pictures. I'm like, oh God, it's just fucking, anyone have anything better to do? Anyways, as annoyed as I was with that statue, someone else that's, a little bit more of my opinion of things, made a new statue of a dog pissing on a little girl. Yeah, and everyone's, the feminists are like, I can't fucking believe some piece of shit made a statue of a dog pissing on that symbol of strong femininity. You fucking piece of shit, fucking men, white men, asshole, you didn't respect nothing. Yeah, so they're all, everyone's all up in arms. It takes all my ab muscles. I can do that voice. Jesus Christ, I feel like I just did 50 sit-ups. Yeah, a dog pissing on a girl. Everyone's all pissed off. You're like, typical fucking white man. It's a white Irish chauvinist piece of shit. It's like, no, why don't you get that fucking stupid little girl stand? What fucking business does it have? What do you need that there for? It's fucking Wall Street, for God's sake. It's not Mad Men, you fuck. There's plenty of women work on Wall Street. What's your point? The fuck you're trying to... Your women's march. What are you marching for? I don't know. I don't like Trump. He said grab a pussy. So 800,000 women converge on national, all the fucking cities. Protesting what? He didn't pass any bills. He hadn't done anything. He didn't take any kind of rights away. Okay, he said some dumb shit, but like... There was no legislation passed for you to fucking protest against. What are you doing? You fucking dumb broads. You fucking march for everything. At least have a... If they had a legitimate thing, I'm not against them protesting, but at least have a fucking reason. Don't go just because you don't like him. Why don't you put a Snapchat video of you at the fucking march? Why don't you do that? Fucking busybodies. Whole fucking generation. Fuck all yous. Sorry. I'm never going to get laid anymore with this attitude. No one likes it. I'm exhausted. My lungs, my stomach hurt, my fucking throat, everything. Where are we at here? Oh, I'm at almost an hour. Wonderful. I didn't know if I was even going to make this episode. I just did one the other day because that's what I do for you fucking people. I know you just want to listen to this endlessly, don't you? Just a fucking ranting lunatic, right-leaning asshole, old out of touch fucking Italian from fucking Buffalo. talked about Sunday. Where am I at? Big Dave, Kathy Griffin. Monday at Kevin's. The house, Jamba Juice. Shit, I think I'm almost. Hey, you know what? Someone told me. Oh man, I'm just gonna make it. I'm proud of myself. Someone told me that. And Corollas, by the way. I mean, if you're new to the show, I spent a year and a half, almost 2 years, trying to work for Adam Carolla because I was a huge fan and I wanted nothing more to work on his show and have that as a job and go to a live talk. I don't know. You know what I mean? I wanted to work there. I love Adam and I wanted to be part of that fucking crew. And I did everything I could to get on that crew. And I went to all their live shows and helped set up and did all kinds of stuff and was getting in there pretty good, but just couldn't get high for whatever political and dumb reason. What is going on down here downtown? There's cops. This whole James M. Wood fucking exit is all blocked off. Some shit's going on. There's cops everywhere. What the hell, man? I'm downtown Los Angeles. Look at all these buildings going up. It looks like fucking Vegas down here. It's like nonstop construction everywhere. I guess it's good for the economy, right? Get in there and get the fucking window contracts. I wonder how much crooked Vince Vaughn in season 2 of True Detective shit is going on down here with these buildings. So much graft. I love that word, graft. What the hell was I talking about? Long story short, I didn't get to work for Adam, and it left me kind of cold on him and the whole operation. But, you know, even I still, it's like nothing personal. I still, like, love those dudes. I miss those guys because I still follow Nick on Instagram. And I'll just, he just posted some video of, like, him and Dawson and fucking Gary fucking, hi, Gary, playing basketball. I'm like, I fucking miss those guys. I love Dawson. He was the fucking best. Dawson rules. But I guess I forgot. I totally forgot because they've been making it for so long. That 24-hour war documentary Corolla was producing. What is all this interference? Why is there so much static? You hear that? I'm sorry. I can't do anything about that. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Is it because of the cops? There's some kind of fucking feedback coming through the signal here. Ah! Bear with me until this is gone. Should I cut? What should I do? No one wants to hear that noise. It sounds like I'm in a fucking spaceship. Okay, it's going away. There we go. I don't know what the fuck that was about. He made the 24-hour war documentary, and I helped out a day or two on it with old Nate Adams! And I helped PA and set shit up, and I guess I got a credit. Someone told me, they're like, dude, you got a credit in 24-hour war, because some dude saw it in the theater. And I was like, really? I was like, I forgot I even fucking worked there. They're like, yeah, I gave you a credit. I'm like, that's kind of cool. That was another, told you, a bunch of non-stories this time. Mostly just me ranting like a fool about things that displeasure me. But, yeah, that was nice. I got a credit. And then, hey, man, Barry Katz. Barry Katz thinks that he solved the JFK assassination, man. He's got a guy that says he shot the president. And Barry wrote and produced a documentary about him. And it's only going to be up in one theater for one night, man. Actually, tonight is the night, Wednesday, May 31st, it's going to show. And you should come watch the movie because you might be able to find out who shot JFK. I got insider information that no one else knows. He invited me, email Barry, the famous Barry Katz, more like infamous Barry Katz. I don't got time to explain him, Google, but he's my favorite Jay Moore impression. He's a famous old comedy manager guy and just known to be kind of a, I mean, he's a successful, he's a successful guy, shit. He's successful, but he's just known to be a bit of a yutz and kind of has his head up his ass. He's always been, I feel bad because he's always been nice to me in the limited times. You know, he's the guy that got me hooked up with this ass in the first place. Kirk Fox, he's my manager, or what? I'm not even sure if he still is. But he hooked me up with Luke when we shot a Funny or Die sketch that was mostly Die. Wasn't very funny. It was myself and Tom Sizemore and Barry. Luke got in touch with Barry, and that's how he got me on a shoot and casting it through Barry Katz. And they've kind of been in touch ever since. Sometimes they'll email and talk to each other and he'll send his further unfunny, mediocre talent sketches to Barry with a tepid response back saying, you know, thanks. That was funny. LOL. Something like that. LOL, period. So he sent me, I mean, he didn't send one directly like, hey, Luke, you know, typing like fucking Jack Torrance in the typewriter. But I guess he email bombed all of his contacts and was like, hey, guys, I got this. I can't do this. The funniest podcast episode, I was telling Jay Mack this at fucking Pollock's house, because when I would talk, I wouldn't shut the fuck up for 2 seconds. But actually, that was one good thing about that party. And I even told, because at one point, he saw me sitting by himself, so Pollock comes over, and he puts his hand on my shoulder. I was like, isn't this the greatest party you've ever been to? And I was like, you know what I love about this and the people? And that's what bummed me out because I couldn't hit – I wanted more shit like when I was talking to dude Mark. And I got Mark's number and everything. We came like fucking kind of like online. I don't know if I'll ever fucking see him or talk to him again. But I don't know. You check out his podcast. Yeah, just pretty, he had Dan Carlin on there. The guy's pretty legit. He's got Morgan Freeman does a voiceover for him. You should listen to this podcast. This is Morgan Freeman. Listen to Mark Allen. But he had Dan Carlin from Hardcore History on and shit. And it's kind of like a news talk show, but it's good. He keeps it moving. He's a fucking professional talk guy. But I was hoping to meet more people, and I could tell all the guys were like, I don't want to say like intellectuals, but just like older, sharper nerds like me. And I was like, God, there's probably more dudes like that I want to talk to. And like, I love being able to nerd out and not feeling like a fucking weirdo because the people I'm talking to are interested in the same things, and we can have like cool conversations. You know what I mean? Like that. So Kevin came over and said that. And I was like, I love, dude. I'm like, this whole place is like an army of old nerds. And there's people I can just nerd out with and just shoot the shit with and talk to. He's like, yep. He's like, yeah, it's Nerd Central. He's like, those are my kind of people. I'm like, mine too. I'm like, I feel like I'm at home. He's like, well, good. Such a fucking nice guy. But Oh God, where was I going with that? Oh, how did I get down that fucking road? Oh yeah, Bearcats. The best podcast episode, the funniest one I've ever heard, is Jay Moore interviewing. It might have been Jay's 100th episode, but he interviews Barry as Barry, and then they start getting in these really deep shit they didn't mean to get into, like Barry's father dying, and I think he lost a child with his first wife and all that shit. And then Jay's like, now it's getting awkward because I'm not sure. And now Barry's turning into my Kirk. He's like, it's getting awkward because I don't know if I'm supposed to keep talking to you as you. I'm telling you, if you get a chance, listen, it is fucking hilarious. I don't know, maybe it's just me. I just love his Barry so much. And just the fact that he didn't know, he wouldn't break character when it got into like death and all this kind of goddamn death dedication. Talking about his fucking dog dying. What happened to the pictures I was supposed to see? It's funny. But so Barry has this documentary. I've been rambling with no point about this for the last 7.5 minutes. But to put a bow on it, Barry has a documentary out from some guy that claims he was like the Kennedy shooter. I don't know. And he's been working on it for like 4 years, man. And so he sends me an email, and I write him back. And it was like basically like I said, an email blast to every contact that he has because he's trying to sell out these screenings that he's got because it's one night only. So I write him back, and I'm like, oh, this sounds kind of fucking cool, man. I'm a huge JFK conspiracy nut, and I love this kind of shit. So then he like directly wrote me. He'll always email you back no matter what dumb shit I send to him. I'll give him that much. I like him. He's a lovable you know, it sounds much nicer than he's content to be a jerk, but he's like, yeah, man, tell your friends and come see it. If you're a big fan of the JFK, you should come watch the movie. So I'm thinking about it, and then I listen to him. He goes on Bert Kreischer's podcast to promote it, and I listen to the episode, and it's just like, Barry, what are you doing? What the fuck are you talking about? It's just like this crazy. And like I'm no expert, of course, but it's one of my favorite topics. I've read books on it, and anything I can get my hands on about JFK stuff, I just love. So I know a good handful of shit, and I'm just hearing him just like overselling stuff and just like slip, just shit that he's referencing. I'm like, that's Barry. That's not who that. It's just silly. I feel like he didn't know anything about the JFK assassination, heard about this stupid guy, and then tried to educate himself like really quick on as much stuff as he could find, but it just a lot of the shit he's bringing up is just silly stuff. And he's talking about, he's like, all the experts I got that wrote testimony and are going to help me out, like Jim Mars. He cites Jim Mars as one of the interviews. Jim Mars is a fucking batshit. I mean, this guy's, now, of course, any JFK conspiracy immediately opens it up to general wackos. You can't go very far into it without getting really crazy really quick, like who was behind it and shit. You know, it's like, it was actually Lyndon Johnson was in an invisible man cloak and fucking shot Connolly from the fucking trunk. It's like, all right. But Jim Mars is just a fucking, the guy thinks like aliens are running the government. He's fucking crazy. He's the one that Oliver Stone mostly teamed up with to make JFK, which I love that fucking movie to death, but even for a fan of the JFK assassination conspiracy shit, that movie's just off the rails. And so, what's his name? I mean, the whole thing's based on Jim Garrison, who's also fucking crazy and was sued and almost went to jail for like abusing clients and shit. I mean, these are the wrong guys to try to get as, you know, voices of backup for your fucking project. I'm like Jim Mars, and there's a few other things. Just like, oh God, what the fuck? And then the worst, even worse, was like, is Bert trying to like? He's got that Joe Rogan thing where, I like Bert a lot. I don't know. I've never seen him stand up, but as far as a podcast guest and just a general human being, he's just like a lovable oaf. You know, he really grew. I used to fucking hate him, but he really kind of grew on me. I like his podcast. If he's got someone I like on, so of course I listen to this just to hear what Barry's going to say. But he's just trying to sound like he knows stuff about it. And he so obviously doesn't know anything about the JFK. And he keeps trying to like interject and like throw. He's getting all the names wrong. And just like, he's like, I'm a huge, huge fan of the JFK assassination. So I'm really excited about this. I can't wait to see this. And he's like, he didn't even know who Alan Dulles was. The fucking the head of the CIA guy who's like one of the main, not suspects, but if someone were to want Kennedy gone, Alan Dulles is like the top five people that absolutely would have loved to see old fucking JFK get his goddamn wig split. Didn't even know. You know, I'm just like, Bert, just shut up. Stop. Just be a big drunk goofy guy. Stop trying to sound like an intellectual or a historian. For Christ's sakes. Luke, you're no fucking historian yourself. I know, but I'm just saying. I don't know. The whole thing was frustrating, and the bottom line is I don't know what the hell Barry Katz thinks he's doing and that he solved the JFK assassination. He's a fool. He's a Jewish fool, but he's a lovable Jewish fool, so what are we going to do? I hope he doesn't hear this. You trashed me on your podcast. I'm never going to help you with anything. Well, he's not going to help me anyways, but... Stupid. Yeah, man, we did it. We got through this one. A lot of energy. This is what, it's one of those... You ever get one of those jags like I'm in right now? Too much coffee and, like, no sleep? And you just get one of those energy pops and you just go fucking insane? I'm more and more subject to that kind of thing more and more, but I just went through it now. I think I just blew my voice out, so I don't know how... The fuck I'm going to do stand-up here at the old ice house. If I get called, I hope it's not some bullshit where, Jesus Christ, it's 10 to 7 already. I go through this every episode where I'm driving to fucking ice house like this. It's the same thing. And I say it at the exact same spot. The only thing that's different this time is that I don't have to piss my fucking brains out. I usually, like, have to piss so bad it feels like my fucking testes are going to burst and just fill my car with pee-pee. But that didn't happen. I think that's everything, man. I mean, how much more do you want to hear? How much more energy do you have? Do I have? How much can one man take of this nonsense? Tougher to no drink corpus once I brew. Yeah, I think that's it, man. We got through another one, fam. We did it. Hopefully I kept your fucking goddamn mind off shit while you cleaned your house or did something at work or gave yourself a appendectomy. I don't know. I will see you, unless I slip another bonus episode. Who knows with this crazy show? Sometimes I just get the Thames River. Sometimes I get a wild hair up my keister, and I just want to find someone else to talk to and interview. I don't know. I don't have anything lined up or anything. But I'll see you next week. You have a goddamn good weekend. Thanks for listening to my fucking stupid show and my ramblings and stuff on my way to Pasadena from Marina Del Rey, which is a shit of a drive. What is it? It's almost 30 fucking miles. 30 miles, I do about 4 minutes. That no one will probably laugh at, because most of it's about eating pussy.